any man explain to me, if he can, how it happened that Scrooge, having his key in the lock of the door, saw in the knocker, without his undergoing any intermediate process of change, not a knocker, but Marley's face. Ah, Marley's face. It was not in a dark shadow as the other objects were in the yard, but had a dismal light about it, sort of like a bad lobster in a dark cellar. It was not angry or ferocious, but looked at Scrooge as his old partner Marley used to look, with ghostly spectacles turned up on his ghostly forehead. The hair was curiously stirred as if by breath or hot air, and though the eyes were wide open, they were perfectly motionless. That and its livid color made it horrible. But its horror seemed to be in spite of the face and beyond its control, rather than a part of its own expression. As Scrooge looked fixedly at this phenomenon,